It can be tough to see a longtime local business close. It's especially tough when it's a shop that's been around for generations, something you just can't replace. Maybe you grew up with one of those stores. People in Arlington, Massachusetts did. For 64 years, it was on the street that runs right through town. It was owned by this man, who was always behind the front counter.
Joe Bailich, owner, Bailich 5 and 10.
Joe Bailich decided to retire this summer. Who could blame him? He ran the shop 6 days a week since he took over from his dad. That was in 1992. His father had bought it in 1972, and neither of them cared much about modernizing the place. So the faded blue pegboard on the wall was the same one the first owner put there in 1954.
Just the way it was when I was young. Just everything's laid back and easy to see. Old fixtures, old floors. You know, just basically how it was in the 50s and 60s and 70s when they were in every town. 5 and 10s were in every town.
You've got 1, 2, 3, 4 aisles.
Right.
Cards, greeting cards on the far left, yarn, and one of my favorite items on the right, the women's cotton underwear. And is there a market for that underwear?
There is. There is, believe it or not.
We spoke with Joe Bailich a couple of days before he closed the store for good. Lots of well-wishers stopped in.
Hi.
Yes, hi. Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to say we've enjoyed you so much over the years,
oh,
and I really appreciate it. Remember your dad, when he was here and you were here, it was just such a nice store.
Thank you very much.
And I wish you well in the future.
Appreciate it.
Good
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And then another fan, a man with a cane, leaned in the front door with his son behind him.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing? Oh.
Good.
Good luck.
Come back.
I will. I'll be in this area. I'll come over Friday and have breakfast once in a while.
There you go.
Good.
All right. See ya.
All right.
As they walked away, the son snapped a photo from outside the front window. A few teenagers walked in and mistakenly thought this was a dollar store and then walked out. Meanwhile, Arlington resident Ann Venter was in the toy aisle loading up a basket with trinkets. She used to come here as a kid. Like many Bailich fans, she still remembered the random items she could only find here.
There was some ski masks, believe it or not, that we were looking for the Patriots game. Went to every sporting goods store, found them here. Exact ones I was looking for.
Maybe it was the perfect ski mask, hairnet, nativity set, yo-yo, or that neatly folded white underwear, elastic or flared. Joe Bailich stocked it. He did make a few concessions for the current century. He sold microfiber computer screen cleaners. He still had some on the shelf. But the item that Bailich could never keep in stock, he remembers it well.
Oh, we used to have rubber chickens, 18-inch rubber chickens hanging right across the top here. Sold out of those. Were hits.
Those were hits.
Those were hits.
How did you know they would be?
I didn't know. I took a chance on a dozen of them. And now I bought them by the six dozens at a time.
Aside from the rubber chicken success, Bailich says what he'll remember most are the customers. He even liked the ones he didn't know very well. He'll miss them. And they'll miss him. He was the kind of merchant who'd tape posters about school fundraisers or local carnivals to the front window. He was a community guy.
The time has come for me to retire. You know, sales have slowed down the last few years, and it's hard for me to keep up. And that's the reason why I don't pass it on to my son or sell the business, because of that reason. My plan was to have my son take over right now, but obviously it didn't work out that way. So he's looking into something like banking or something like that. It's sad and happy at the same time.
Joe Bailich, longtime owner of Bailich 5 and 10 in Arlington, Massachusetts. The store closed this summer after more than 6 decades in business. My own lasting memory of this place is from a few years ago. I was looking for a quirky gift to bring to a birthday party that had a seafood theme. So I asked Joe Bailich for ideas. He said, "You mean like a lobster claw harmonica?" Exactly.